This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Both sides of I-70 remain closed near Wheat Ridge after a fatal semi-truck rollover this morning. Wheat Ridge police said a semi-truck was traveling eastbound when it tipped over. The pipes it was carrying spilled across the highway and hit a car carrying five people. Three of the passengers in that car died. The other two passengers and the truck driver went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It's unclear what caused the truck to roll over. An Olathe steel fabricator has new managers, its employees. Rocky Mountain Steel announced after nearly three decades in business that it has transitioned to an employee-owned model. President Dylan Wyman says the workers are optimistic about local manufacturing.
We believe that we could easily double this company over the next 5 years or so. We're really ambitious, and you know, ultimately the employees are the ones that are going to benefit from it, so everybody's really excited about that.
The company got support from the state as part of a program to increase employee-owned companies in Colorado. More than 200 such companies exist in the state. Vail Resorts has announced opening days for its ski areas. CPR's Stina Seek says Keystone is expected to kick off Colorado ski season in mid-October.
Keystone is often the first resort to open in the state, but Vail Resorts says an exact October date is weather-dependent. Breckenridge is slated to open November 8th, followed by Vail Mountain November 15th. On November 27th, both Beaver Creek and Crested Butte are scheduled to open. Last ski season started off slow with poor snow conditions, but late winter storms helped out the ski industry, increasing visitors at resorts across the state. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In Denver and Colorado Springs, there's a slight chance for afternoon storms with sunny skies forecast tomorrow and temps in the low 90s. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.